This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. The fashion world lost an icon yesterday. Authorities found British fashion designer Alexander McQueen dead in his apartment in London. They suspect suicide. When McQueen started his career in London's Savile Row, the hub of old-school English tailoring, he said he spoke himself on a show called The Frank Skinner Show when he was 27 years old. And here's McQueen describing himself for being a little bit, what he says, cheeky.
I'm in Savile Row with a load of old tailors, and you start padding the canvas, which makes the jacket. It just happens to be Prince Charles' jacket I was working on at the time. And so I draw this big willy on it.
Here to talk about the legacy is New York Times fashion critic Kathy Horn. She wrote a lengthy profile about McQueen last year. Kathy, give us an idea of who Alexander McQueen was. Many people may know him for designing the lobster shoes that Lady Gaga wore in her video Big Romance. But who was this man?
Well, he was a complicated guy who grew up in the East End of London. His father was a taxi driver. He was very close to his mother, Joyce, who just passed away about a week ago. He went to Central St. Martin's, which is one of the top schools in London, but as you heard on that clip, he was also trained on Savile Row. You know, he was a very smart guy who could be very funny, very brash with people, super hardworking guy, I think a very hard partier too if he wanted to. And then of course we in the fashion world we knew him for these incredible shows that he did over the last 15 years. I think that he was really just he was one of those really exceptional people in the business for being intelligent and also being incredibly capable with his hands. So he got the conceptual part of fashion, that fashion was more than just wearable, you know, clothes. But at the same time, he could make anything. He did his own patterns.
His runway shows were known for being more performance art than just a strict fashion show. And yet he was himself a kind of a modest individual coming from working class backgrounds, and he wasn't necessarily one of the outsized fame seekers that we know of in the fashion world.
Well, I think he's the real deal. I think he was a super talent, and I think when Lee, everybody knew him as Lee because that was his first name, when, you know, Lee was very interested in the work. He loved going into the studio. He loved working with all those people, getting the things done, making things the way he wanted to. I think he thought a lot about being the 21st century designer. And as you said, he was a really kind, decent, super sensitive, nice guy. He told you what he thought about stuff. He didn't hold back on anything like that. But another, I think that was one of the I wouldn't know if whether it's a conflict or a dichotomy in Lee, that he did come from this working class background. He did spend almost all of his life until the last year or two living in the East End of London. His business was still based there, although he did show in Paris for a while. He worked for the House of Givenchy, a couture house. So he certainly knew a lot of the really good contemporary British artists. So he could travel in that world. He could work at the very heights of fashion.
And his death has cast a somber mood over New York Fashion Week, which began
in London,
this Wednesday. Reports of a possible suicide on the part of British designer Alexander McQueen. That is Kathy Horn. She's the fashion critic for our partner, The New York Times.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.